Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned into the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to Central Florida Healthline. Each week, I'll be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Most of my listeners previously tuned in to listen to Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heiss Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis is commonly referred to as QRA. It's the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heiss Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, I reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. So this week, my special will be Premier Digest, Premier HCL, and Max B. These nutrients are the top sellers of Premier Research Labs, which is Dr. Marshall's professional nutrition line. If you buy two or more bottles, you get 25% off each. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. Today, I'm going to be speaking with some of the folks at Premier Research Labs to explain the good, the bad, and the ugly side of nutritional supplements. I am going to be joined today by Dr. Mark Hances, who is my account executive, Chief Operating Officer Nick Lubinsky, and HR Payne, which is in charge of sales. He's the sales and marketing officer. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us, Renee. Great to be here.
Thank you. I wanted to do this show today because most people think that all nutritional supplements and vitamins are created equally. This is not the case, and I know that from my own personal experience, along with the testing that I do in the office with other nutritional supplements. So to give everybody a background, last November I flew out to Texas, and I got to take a tour of the manufacturing facility. And what I saw and learned was absolutely amazing. So I want to share it with the listening audience and let them know that now I can say without a doubt that after my visit, I'm even more convinced that Premier Research Labs is the very best that there is. So let's start by kind of giving them a background on how Premier Research Labs got started as far as manufacturing nutrients. This was a Dr. Marshall project, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, Renee, and thanks for the visit. What you saw there, you know, comes from 35 plus years of just research and development by Dr. Marshall that just so deeply rooted and embedded into our company. As you heard over the years in Dr. Marshall's radio show, he was in the late 80s poisoned with a genetically modified tryptophan, a tryptophan that was amongst the industry. It was adulterated and in the supply of the industry, but unknown. Nobody knew what it was. Nobody knew that they were being poisoned. And Dr. Marshall himself was taking this genetically modified tryptophan for years. And he acquired, because of that, the eosinophilia myalgia syndrome, EMS, and over the next 20 or so plus years until he parted with us, he battled that. But that's what built this company. He took, you know, those lemons and made lemonade, if you will, with the company that we have here today. And he deeply rooted his principles that he founded this company on and into our the personnel here. And a lot of the individuals that we have here today have been with the company for, myself, I've been with the company for 15 plus years. And I know Nick has been with us for 10 years now, and Mark has been here for going on 5 years now. And so these principles and how he founded the company and how we manufacture supplements here to not participate and to not to try to avoid these undesirable excipients or these non-nutritive excipients are deeply rooted in how we are manufacturing today.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we do. We hear him say a lot about that the nutrients are excipient-free. So why don't we want excipients in our nutrients? What are they exactly?
So I'll answer that, Renee. This is Nick. And I think it's important to understand excipients are basically processing aids. They're used to, A, help with the manufacturing process to make it more efficient. These excipients can be like magnesium stearate, titanium dioxide. And unfortunately, these items have been linked to suppressing the immune system. And but they work great for manufacturing. We've been, excipient-free, if you will, for the undesirables since the beginning, since the 90s. And it makes production much more difficult. We lose a lot of product, but we accept that because we want to give you a product that does not, hurt you in any way. It should be helping you. And that's a very important concept that we have to understand is that, at the end of the day, we're not, a lot of companies are run by accountants, if you will, looking for that bottom line. How fast can I get this out the door? How easy can I make this process? But we take the higher road, and we try to do this, with the mindset of the body and what can help that. And we use stuff that, such as rice bran or rice concentrate or other things that can mimic that. But it's not as efficient. It's just you won't get the same output as you would if you use these other items. But, that's okay with us.
Yeah, so yeah, it's...
Renee, one thing, this is Dr. Hansis. One thing we need to think about, too, and Nick mentioned, there's non-nutritive supplement, or I'm sorry, excipients out there, but there are nutritive excipients that need to be used. The reason that we want the nutritive excipients is that we also look at the energetic components of what we put in our products. And so if you have a non-nutritive excipient, such as magnesium stearate or silicon dioxide, it's basically a dead product, and it's actually working against your own energy. So by putting something in there that does have an energetic or a resonance to it, we're actually enhancing the whole product as a whole as opposed to detracting from it.
Now, typically, I'll tell people to look out for things like magnesium stearate, but some companies will say, oh, but ours is a vegetable source. Does that make it any better?
No, at the end of the day, if magnesium stearate is magnesium stearate, no matter which way you like to make it look better, it's still stearic acid. It's still been linked to these issues we've seen with the immune system suppression.
Now, tablets. What's the difference between like tablets and gelatin capsules, vegetable capsules, and?
So gelatin capsules are just that. They're actually gelatin based capsules. There's many different types of gelatin, from bovine to carrageenan. Tapioca now is coming on the market. In terms of tablets, they tend to have a lot more excipients to make that tablet form, to be able to hold it as a solid. There's a lot of pressure that's used, and we don't do that here because of the amount of pressure it takes to actually press that tablet together because we've seen the phytochemicals that are the active ingredients diminish, and the energy component of it actually diminishes as well, where it was a live item and now it's not. It's going to be dead at the door now, if you will. But we do two-piece hard shells, vegetable-based cellulose capsule that is essentially kind of fiber, cellulose, that we put our material in. And it actually, in a lot of issues also with tablets, is that you may not have the dissolution or basically the dispersion of the actives in a time that actually the body can absorb it. Where HPMC capsules, which is the cellulose capsules, will degrade at a consistent rate.
Yeah, with the tablets too, the way I explain it to practitioners and to patients is that one of the key ingredients that, that companies use in tablets is silicon dioxide, which is basically what? Sand.
Yeah.
And what happens to sand when it's highly heated, when they put it through the process, sand turns into glass. And how easy is it for our bodies to digest glass? So basically, you're getting these nutrients that are encapsulated within this hard, basically glass-like product. That how much of that are you getting absorbed?
Exactly. Now, I get a lot of questions too about, you know, the raw material. Where does PRL get their, you know, get their raw material for their nutrients?
So we do an extensive procurement program here. Let me just tell you some figures. From searching around the world since I've literally been here, we only have, unfortunately, a 25% approval rate. Why is that? Because of 50% of all the materials that we get in fail for the energy aspect of it. They've been processed some way, maybe highly heated, maybe ethylene oxide been treated. Basically, just kind of ruins the product. So those kind of get half out. Then, going through our testing protocols are really beyond what the industry is doing right now. It's beyond what is the minimum requirements by the FDA. And because of that, we actually cut, unfortunately, that 50% in half again. And we source from all around the world, from, you know, wherever we can find the best material. And we try to avoid some areas that tend to have high contamination, such as China and in different Indias, but we do have material that comes from there because we found that specific source is the best that we can find.
Right. Now, and I know that when the raw materials come in, they typically come in with a certificate of analysis, but you don't really accept what that says. You typically do some more testing, don't you?
That's correct. So I think it's important for everybody to understand that there is basic requirements by the FDA. You have to have identity, purity, strength, composition, and a lack of contaminants need to be evaluated on every material. Unfortunately, the C of A's from some places, especially if you're getting directly from a farm, you're lucky if you get the name of the product on there. They don't do much. So we go, you know, we do those basics, but we do way beyond that. We're testing for example, you know, identity. We're going to be doing, you know, most people do one test. We do actually three of them. And, you know, you were here in November at the whole talk and go over explaining that. But basically, we're looking at, you know, these items in many different ways to answer a question whether it's pure, whether it hasn't been adulterated with, you know, sand, which we've seen. At least, do we have adulteration from aflatoxin? Which is caused by mold. Because even though the mold might not be present, it may have been present whenever it was first initiated, they kill it, but the toxin stays with it. So we do an extensive profile, which actually puts us in a lot of trouble a lot of times with the vendors because they're saying that we're the only ones that have a problem with this material. And the sad thing is we don't buy everything, so somebody's eating this material somewhere. So we have to do this extensive testing just because of the issues we've seen.
Yeah, and you can also tell if there's pesticides attached or if it's been irradiated also.
That's correct. You know, for the pesticides, the sad thing is even with organic material, we're having to do pesticide analysis, and we're doing pesticide testing on there. The energetic component helps with irradiation. But, you know, we ensure that our suppliers are not irradiating or using ethylene oxide because it's supposed to be banned, but they're still doing it out there.
Oh, wow. So once everything's encapsulated, I think if I remember correctly, that still goes back into quarantine, and then there's more testing done after that.
That's correct. So actually, it's almost every single step of the process. So from mixing the material to encapsulating to inspection, there's a quality review. A testing protocol that's done. Either we look at to make sure it has the right profile. If there is a concern for, let's say it's a lipid, there's been degradation, we'll do a peroxide test. We look at it multiple steps, so it's not just the raw material. We have to make sure that we don't contaminate the material ourselves because we are in a, you know, manufacturing facility, and we made sure the product is as pure as it came in.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I was really impressed with, was the manufacturing facility itself and how clean it was. You know, everybody's walking around with shoe covers, hair nets, face nets, the double door system with the, it looks like jacuzzi jets on the side before they get through the next set, something that you would have expected to see on Star Trek. I thought that was amazing. And then the fact that the machines are broke down after each nutrient is run, but then you have somebody come in and do even check for the cleanliness afterwards.
Yes. So Dr. Marshall's vision, you know, he wanted to be able to tell me eat off the floor. This is, you know, he and we took that to that level, to the point where people comment that we are as stringent as people making, you know, chemotherapy drugs. We want to be as close as we can to the cleanliness of pharmaceuticals, but we have to also realize we're dealing with naturally, inherently dirty products because it comes from the soil.
Right.
It comes from outside. So we have to take every step. A lot of companies go in there, they make a product, they blow it off, and they go to the next product. That's still a practice today, and, you know, we don't accept that. It needs to be cleaned completely. It needs to be validated that it's been, you know, eliminated from pathogens. You know, we see all the time right now in the food industry these salmonella recalls, listeria recalls. That's what's happening. And, you know, and people, and this happens in the dietary supplement industry as well. So we take every step to the extreme to make sure that product is as clean and pure as possible.
Yeah. Now, with all these extreme measures that you take, one would assume that the cost of the nutrients would be much higher. But I have found, even with myself, that, you know, the cost of what I was spending for nutrients that had all these excipients in them, you know, basically I was paying the same price that what I pay for Premier products.
Yeah, you know, it was always Dr. Marshall's vision to be able to deliver the most excellent, highest quality product to allow you to have a brand that you can trust, where we can safeguard you with the consistency, the purity, the potency, et cetera, but also available to everyone. I think it was for the first time in that I've ever been a part of the company, we had to kind of go through a little bit of a price increase just to meet the just to scale with the economy. But, you know, we are more so taking the hit internally here versus the customer and applying these different price points to the customer. So the products, it is our goal to make them available to everybody and be able to, you know, compete with the market. We have to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And Renee, I just want to real quick comment. It's, we've taken many initiatives to lean out our process without compromising the quality, to make it more efficient wherever we can so we can try to maintain that price. We've done the best job that we can. We feel we have to do a little bit of an increase, but we're not trying to, you know, increase it $5 more or something of that nature by taking these other initiatives to make ourselves more efficient as possible.
Yeah. And
a great thing about our product, Renee, a great thing about our products too, and you're familiar with this, is that, you know, we like to look at it in terms of a quantum approach with what we put out. So you're going to find, you know, one product affecting multiple organ systems. So you really get good bang for your buck that way also with high-quality products.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm assuming that most nutrient manufacturers don't go through these extremes. And I say that because I have clients that bring in their other nutritional supplements for testing to see if there's anything that we can use doing their QRA testing. And some people will bring in, I mean, dozens and dozens of nutrients. And typically I will find only one, maybe two at the most, that actually will test beneficial for them. You know, if even that many, you know, and I'd also like to point out too, that just because, you know, a doctor's name is on that label, that doesn't necessarily make it any better, does it?
No, not at all. I think the doctor's name doesn't necessarily mean that there's high quality behind it. The idea may be, have a little bit of science behind that, but the manufacturing, all the tests like we talked about before, the process that we take, it all works together synergistically to give you a great product. And to try to keep that low price. And, you have to have those, such as our values, quality without compromise. I have to have that idea behind everybody in the facility. It can't just come from our quality unit. Our salespeople, our administration is in the front, know that that's the most important thing. And that kind of resonates, no pun intended, into our products as well. Because that's what they look for. They're trying to find if there's an issue, it's immediately sold to everyone so we can stop, figure out what's the situation, and regroup and re-strategize.
Yeah. Now, for my Blockbuster special this week, I have the top-selling products from PRL, which is the Digest, the HCL, and the Max B. And I'm assuming those are all number one because we all need to, without a good digestive system, then everything else just falls apart. But what are your personal favorites, the ones that you can't necessarily live without?
We just released back in November a new product called Cognitropic. And I know you're familiar with it, but this is quickly becoming my favorite product. I take it, and I notice a difference immediately. And I hear that a lot from a lot of the practitioners and patients that I talk to. It's beneficial for memory, for mood, can be beneficial for sleep, cognition, mental clarity. I feel like my brain fog is gone in the morning. Things I've struggled with for most of my adult life. I can't say enough good things about it.
But I think you hit it right on the head, Renee, and I think that you got that HCL and a digest from Dr. Marshall, right?
Correct.
That was his always personal favorite. If there was one supplement that someone should be taking, it was HCL or digest, right?
Yeah, that's true.
The reason being is, and it tends to be our fan favorite too. Listen, the digestive process, the digestive system is the umbilical to all the other systems in the body. If digestion is down, then of course all the other systems in the body are going to be affected as well. So it all begins with digestion and ends kind of with digestion as well. And HCL is an absolute powerhouse in supporting the body, not just with its digestive function, but immune support and also offering that very important trimethylglycine, right? That methyl donor. That methyl donor that will support every one of your trillion plus cells in your body. And so HCL is if you're over the age of 30, HCL is something that everybody needs to have in their pantry, taking a couple, three with them with every single meal. And then, of course, the digestive aid and digestion itself and the digestive enzymes are so critical for as we age. Our digestive capacity at the age of 70 is only 10 to 20% of what it was at the age of 20.
Yeah.
So there's just not as many enzymes in that enzyme bank as you start to get those years, as Dr. Marshall would say, on the chassis, right?
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
And so it's very important, I think, again, I agree with you. It is to start, if you're going to take one thing, you start with HCL and digestion and digestive enzymes. And Renee, as a Keurig practitioner, what's one of the first things that you focus on when you're doing QRE testing?
Yeah, always digestion.
Yeah, and so when we start with digestion, we just know that that's truly the quantum approach. People come in and they say,
my eyes, or it's my lungs. Well, you got to start with digestion. If you're not digesting your food, that food is rotting and putrefying the blood, and it's affecting every system in the body. So everybody wants to feel great. Everybody wants to feel nutrition, and I think that's why we're all excited about Cognitropic. Cognitropic being one of those products that as soon as you take it, the feedback that we're getting is you feel it. You feel different. You feel more alert. There's just so much wonderful science behind this particular product. I think it comes back, what's most important is getting to you, a QRA practitioner, and being energetically assessed to find out the energetic needs, the energetic compromises that are going on in the body. And it's not just, we know it's not just nutrition. What Dr. Marshall always said is that if you just did nutrition, all you took was nutritional supplements, you're only going to take care of about 30% of the problem.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park just off Howell Branch Road. My blockbuster special this week is the Premier Digest, HCL, and Max B. And I'm going to go ahead and throw in everybody's favorite Cognitropic and the B Complete. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. Place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and you'll receive 50% off your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheiss.com or find Heiss Health Clinic on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys, and I thank you for listening to Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.